Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsworth dictating an endoscopy report on Ted Shirley, date of birth 1-8-1962, date of procedure December 16, 2023. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies and colonoscopy with just colonoscopy. Referring physician is Dr. Tak Ravindra. Indication is anemia, comma, GERD, comma, Barrett's, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent of pain period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, tissue malignancy, or referring to the patient period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and runs under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Period of retroflexy was obtained in the cardiac period, airway suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in a left lateral position period. The digital rectal exam was normal period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum and terminal ileum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the Phillips period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was 7-2-3-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings at upper endoscopy. Next line, the Z-line was noted to be irregular at 41 centimeters from the bite block period. There was an approximately 1.5 centimeter tongue of salmon-colored mucosa noted. Period. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for Barrett's esophagus screening. Next line, there was an approximately 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the Angerman body. Next line, the duodenum was unremarkable to D2. Period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was a suboptimal prep on the left, but after a significant amount of lavage and suction, the underlying mucosa was easily evaluated. The right colon was spastic, but still evaluated thoroughly. No polyps were noted on this exam. Next line, impression. Next line, plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend PillCam for further evaluation of anemia. Next line, would repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Given the spasticity of the right colon, as well as the personal history of colon polyps. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, continue PPI daily.